Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And as promised, I'm going to go right to your phone calls for the next 30 minutes before we go back live to the Nation of Chaz. But let's go back to Seattle with Tim. First caller today from Seattle is Tim. Tim, go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
How's it going, Owen? Antifa is incredibly, they're misguided and they're full of hate. I've been bullhorning them. I've got a pretty decked out bullhorn covered in InfoWars stuff. I've gone out with InfoWars gear, and I've tried to explain it to them that they're misguided and they hate these facts. They can't stand it. There's no room for conversation with these kids. Nothing.
Yeah, think about it like this. It's like if you had a name that was like, it had some reference to, like, let's say a watch. Like, I'm Dr. Watch. And they said, oh, what kind of watches do you like? And you're like, well, what's a watch? You're like, well, you're Dr. Watch. It's like, okay, you're Antifa. All right, well, what's fascists? Who are the fascists? Well, I don't know about the fascism. Who are the fascists? What? So it's just like you're out here waving a flag you know nothing about. But I think you're right. It's about hate. It's about destroying things. It's about feeling part of something. And I think that's what draws them to it. Not the understanding and dismantling of fascism.
No, it's an entire culture of hate and death. I mean, if you look at their memes, if you look at what they wear, if you look at what they talk about. I walked through Chaz yesterday and I saw so many Goats of Mendez t-shirts. There's so much Satanism. It's incredibly rampant, and I don't really think there's any solutions other than maybe a few of them, you know, realizing that it's, you know, that there's possibly another side of the narrative. But there's so much cult think and consensus and threats of violence too. I mean, these kids are violent, so I think that they would turn on each other in a heartbeat just for having dissent. So it's a real terrible situation. I think Donald Trump, my election night prediction when he was elected was that Antifa would have to be FEMA camped in order to maintain order.
Well, they closed the mental institutions, so, and now they're dismantling police forces, so I don't know what else. I guess you could just give them all these Democrat liberal stronghold cities for them to just burn to the ground, and then maybe they'll get it once it becomes a Lord of the Flies situation. But, again, they don't even go after fascists. I mean, they're not going after Google. They're not going after these companies that are buying up all the competition and then now funneling everything into their own pockets. They don't go after the actual fascists who are still operating while everyone else is on COVID lockdown. Tim, thanks for the call. Let's go to Seth in Vancouver. Go ahead, Seth.
Hey, Owen. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Hey. So I wanted to call into the show today because I kind of had an epiphany about a week or so ago, when I was watching the video you guys posted of the nurse in NYC exposing the killing of the COVID-19 patients.
Right, yeah, the undercover nurse.
Yeah. So basically what she was saying in there, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that they were taking patients into the NYC hospital that were having respiratory issues, right? With their breathing, they couldn't breathe, but they were testing negative for COVID. And then they were putting them into a wing of COVID patients, and they were suspected of having COVID-19, right? And even though they kept testing negative, then they put them on the vent, which they essentially blew up their lungs, and then they, like, put their bodies full of fentanyl, right? So, which is just killing people. Like, there was one patient there that was 37. And the epiphany I had.
You got 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try. So, David Icke, second interview with Brian Rose, he goes over how 5G at 60 gigahertz disrupts the oxygen flow to your body. And then he also mentions in there, that's where the 5G towers are right now in NYC, right, by those hospitals. So my question is, what are they going to say next when they roll out 5G in full scale and everyone starts getting these respiratory?
Let me just hold you over and I'll ask you, because I think I get what you're getting at, but I want to make sure.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, the coronavirus situation is very complex. It's hard to just narrow it down, and everybody wants narrowed down, simplified things, but some things just can't be simplified. And so I'm not sure what Seth was getting at, so I wanted him to finish his point, but if his point is there's a correlation between the 5G and the coronavirus, a lot of people have been speculating that since January or even before, when the virus supposedly broke out in Wuhan, which was the same place they were testing the 5G. But what I think Seth was getting at was that the coronavirus was actually a cover up for the 5G that they released, but they didn't want you to think, oh, I'm getting blasted by the 5G that they're going to implement around the world. Instead, it's just a coronavirus. But Seth, finish up your point here from just a minute ago.
That's basically what I was trying to say, Owen, and I think you put it very poignantly. It's not fully rolled out yet, but if you look at where they're getting these massive supposed COVID-19 outbreaks is where the 5G towers are right now. So what's going to happen when they roll all this out? Well, what I think is going to happen is they're going to say, oh, we got the second wave. It's here, right? Mm-hmm. You know, once they roll it out.
Yeah, and then they can even make you take the vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And right now, when they have everyone out in the streets rioting and looting, they're trying to get all these regulations passed to implement the mandatory vaccine. For example, one just passed in Colorado, which basically makes it mandatory for all residents to take a COVID-19 vaccine once it's available. There is a way you can get exempt from it, but it's really tough.
Yeah, and no, I guess that is becoming the ultimate question here, Seth. Thank you for the call. Because, folks, most people aren't really going to fight until they have to, and that would be either when they're starving or their children are being taken or something of that nature, but or somebody comes to your door and demands your gun or forces you to take a vaccine. I mean, is that the point that we're going to get to? Is the left globalist Democrat, is that movement really going to come to your doorstep and make you take a vaccine and hand over your weapon? Is that how, are we going to get that far? I mean, I don't know how we've even gotten to this point, quite frankly, where they fake pandemics and such, and you lose your business, and then it's just the propaganda is everywhere. You know, and I will say this, because I wanted to just take your calls. I'm going to go back, but you know, I came up in sports media. I've always been a sports fan, and I'm so disgusted by the propaganda that's just everywhere now on all the sports entertainment and everywhere. I don't even think I could even watch a sporting match anymore of anything. Same thing, like, for example, Netflix pops up a thing like, we support Black Lives Matter. Here, watch the playlist for Black Lives. Done. Canceled. But it's just this, the left-wing anti-American propaganda is everywhere. And Obama made it all legal in 2014 when he signed the NDAA. So, yeah, you're getting just full onslaught of Chinese leftist, globalist, communist propaganda via the signature of Barack Obama. And see, this is why you have to get Obama and arrest him and put him in jail and then just nullify everything he ever did. But maybe that day will come. Let's go to James in Texas. Go ahead, James. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Owen, and I appreciate you taking my call because, you know, exactly what you said is exactly what I wanted to speak about. And I think the question we all have to answer is, where is that line? Is that line when the leftist officer comes to our door and says, you have to take the vaccine? Or is it something simple, you can't go to your church and pray? You know, that's where it was for me.
Mm.
The coronavirus hoax, again, I have to say it, hoax, the coronavirus hoax, the shutdown hoax, it has possibly ruined my career as a violinist. I did not get the medical care I needed because of this hoax. And now we're entering into the race riot, getting ready for us to shut down because of these reasons and just shutting down business. And of course, we all know it comes from China, but all of the directives come from China, but people are getting their directives here.
Well, it's multi-leveled. It really is multi-leveled. You've got the communist movement. You've got the Chinese propaganda funding a lot of it. You've got Soros, who's bet against America and on China, funding a lot of it. It's like somebody tried to rigging a sports match, basically. And then you've got the Democrat Party, which kind of just, you know, they take the money from anywhere, any way they can get it, and they'll do anything. They're just evil people or blackmail people at this point. But, you know, the line in the sand, and that's a key point, too, because, I mean, nobody's perfect. But I've now reached a line in the sand where I'm not getting anything made in China. Now, I'll be honest. You'll say, I'll be honest. I just got a new pair of shoes, right? I got a new pair of Nikes. Someone will say, hey, you can't, those are made in China. I checked. They're not made in China. They're made in, I think, Indonesia or something. So is it as good? Is it as bad? Well, I don't think Indonesia is trying to take America down. But so that's like one level where it's like, do I need to go full on and just totally boycott Nike? But so like, I have crossed that line with the NFL, with the NBA, all the crap that they're sending out about Black Lives Matter, all the race. Because here's what it is. And then you get it from Netflix. Because here's what it really is, folks. You want to know why I drew the line? Because you know what it is? It's racist against white people. That's what it is. And I happen to be white. So you don't like me. You're racist against white people. I don't want to give you my money. It's that simple. That's called the free market. And guess what? If you find out someone's racist against black people and you don't want to give them your money, then don't. It's just like that. It's called the free market. And that's what's beautiful about the free market. You can have communism in the free market. You can have anything in the free market. But you see, that's why communists hate the free market, because the free market always goes towards capitalism and not communism. So communists have to attack the free market. Now, I'm getting lost, but my point is, all this BLM crap is racist against white people. And so what do you think it's going to do to young white people now who are going to feel like they're less? They're just destroying. The left and the Democrats are destroying Martin Luther King's dream right now. It's really sad. Thanks for the call, James. Logan in Alabama, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hello.
Let me on, man. You there?
Yep.
All right. I think it's time to reanalyze this whole situation from when all this mess started till now. I was good with the analysis that this was the counterattack by the globalists in China to stop the nationalist movement going on around the world. But I think it's time to at least consider that maybe we were duped by Trump to begin with. And what if Trump was to give us a false sense of reality, to give us a sense of a false victory, and to marginalize and capture the nationalist movement, and to neuter us by putting our faith in this person, only to find out that they were just going to ram this stuff through quote-unquote warp speed the whole time? And what if he's in on it? And what if our only way to really fight back is for groups like InfoWars and the alternative media to propose an alternative candidate? And I don't care what the conservatives say, oh, you're going to fracture the election. You know what? whatever. Because at this point, look what all has happened under Trump. We can't just keep giving him a pass. Oh, he's playing 3D chess. Oh, you know, he knows things. Yeah, I was going for it, but now I'm like, no, you know what? He has the capabilities to do things, okay? We know what he can do. We know he has enough evidence to start going after people. And I'm tired of giving him a pass while all this is going on. We do not have to be... Go ahead.
Well, I would agree with you. We're running out of time here. I don't think that Trump was always aimed against us. If anything, he got compromised along the way or just lost his momentum or just got burnt out. But, you know, here was my big thing, because I always said I'd give Trump 4 years to really drain the swamp. He needs it. But, you know, when he postponed and he moved his rally in Tulsa this weekend, to me, that was the worst thing he's done yet. And it seems so menial and tiny, and it's not a big deal. But, folks, people planned a whole weekend. People planned to be there that night. They booked hotels and flights, and they had to reschedule all of it. I mean, that was, to me, the first time he really betrayed his people. But, hey, they're still loyal to him, so he figures he's just going to keep doing it.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's just crazy. I don't know. I mean, getting back to what the last caller brought up about Trump, I mean, everything is aimed against Trump. The entire evil establishment is aimed against Trump. And so in that sense, he's good. But you look at everything we're doing and you can't deny that this is happening under Trump's watch. And I don't know. Like I said, I mean, of all the things that we've seen, to me, well, I'll just leave it right there. And let's go back to the phone calls in a second. First, though, again, ladies and gentlemen, a street preacher goes into Chaz and is just reading the Bible and is immediately assaulted, confronted, assaulted, choked out. They sexually assaulted him as well, made him kiss a gay guy. And now here he is being drug out of the scene after he is assaulted by a guy in a Black Lives Matter shirt, a white guy. I mean, this is the clown world. This is the total clown world. Hey, man, love and peace. America's so racist and anti-human, so we're all about love and peace. We established Chaz. Okay. Guy comes in. Jesus saves. Love God the Creator. We're all beautiful people. Get over here, human. Get over here. Choke that man. Down, down. Make him kiss a gay guy. Yeah, lick his face. All right, knock him out. Now drag him out. Peace and love, man. Peace and love. Just let me assault you and choke you out and lick your face. Look at this. Oh, my God. Look at this fake police officer. Hold on. Are you guys seeing this? Hold on. Look at it. Rear it back a second. Pause it. There's a fake police officer out here, fully decked out in Nike. And she's got a bulletproof vest, it appears, some form of body armor, and little, like, wrist, like, protectors. Like, riot gear wrist protectors or something. So they've replaced the real police with butch lesbian police who don't have guns. I don't know. It's just sad to see this happen in America, folks. This is the total result of the media brainwashing, total result of all the anti-American propaganda, total result of the failed education system. And I mean, yeah, we get upset at Trump. Like I said, I'm more upset with Trump for postponing his rally for Friday and moving it to Saturday. To me, that was the worst thing he's ever done. I'm not even joking. That was like a personal, like, you know, forget the people who actually support him. I mean, what is Trump supposed to do about that, though? What is Trump really supposed to do about Chaz? What can Trump really do about these brainwashed fools? I mean, I would put a projector up in the Rose Garden, show them all the Project Veritas videos, show them what you got to show them, show them the evidence, do something. Because, man, I mean, the left is just going to continue to destroy America, folks. I don't know how else to put it. And the propaganda is just going to get worse. And the more we allow it to happen, the farther it's going to go. And you're literally not going to be able to do anything at all unless you take the mark of the beast, whatever it may be. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Davo in Kansas. Go ahead, Davo.
Hey, how's it going on?
Good, thank you.
Hey, just a quick point about the Trump changing date on his rally. You know, they've really been pushing here in the fourth phase of the massacre at the Black Wall Street, basically. So that might have had something to do with it, but.
Yeah, there was that, and then it doesn't matter. It was he catered to the media and threw all his supporters under the bus to me. That's what that was to me. So everybody had to rebook hotels and rebook flights. Probably cost them money. I'm not gonna lie. Cost me about $500. So
yeah, that's true. But I mean, you know how the media rolls with it, and if they can throw him under the bus as quick as they can, they're going to do it. And
he may end up canceling the whole thing. See, because that's what I'm saying. You give them an inch, they take everything. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and my main call was they're already pushing the second wave here in southeast Kansas. Joplin reported 12 cases of new in the hospital. We have 4 cases here in Pittsburgh, they report. So the numbers were so low, and we're on that, you know. They're starting to boost the numbers up and trying to really push the second wave.
Yeah, they're going to push a second wave. Who knows? They may even release another one intentionally. I mean, who knows? These people are capable of anything. And until Bill Gates and Obama and the rest of them are in jail, we're just going to have to put up with this, folks. Right. All right. Ronnie in Virginia. Thanks for the call, Dave. Well, Ronnie in Virginia, go ahead.
What's up, Owen? Man, just want to say I love you and the whole crew.
Thank you, Ronnie. We love you, too.
No problem, man. I am an eternal optimist, but, you know, lately things have been, you know, it's been tough to take. I don't see how this thing ends, man, without a bunch of violence. Come up in November, either side wins, the other side, you know, I don't know. It just,
well, let's rationalize what you're saying here. The left has already gone violent. The left has already gone to violence for their means to an end. So they're already there. The question is, when does America, when do American patriots rise up? When do veterans rise up? When do Trump supporters rise up? When do conservatives rise up? When do Christians rise up? So that's kind of my response to you real quick is just, let's be clear here. The left has already gone violent in their movement because they have no real political movement. They have illegal election theft. And they have propaganda, and they have fake virtue signaling, and it's not working anymore. So they've gone to full violence and then using the power they have in government to shut down the economy. So they've already done that. The question is, when do we fight back? And you're right. At this rate, unless we have something done legally with the Justice Department or we have to wait till the election, it's going to become a fight.
Exactly. And at what point, like you were saying, are we giving up the advantage that we may have by not acting? How long do we wait? Well, I mean, how much more can we take as a country, as a people? We have to step up, man. We can't let this continue for our children's sake, for the future's sake, for what's right. And I'm tired of it, man. I'm so tired of it.
And we're living so many lies. That's what's so sad about all this. All the lies that our children are being forced to believe, like the lies from Black Lives Matter, the lies about the coronavirus, just the lies about Donald Trump. They're trying to cement all of these lies into our children's heads. Think about how brainwashed, I mean, it's just, and so stupefied that it's unbelievable. Ronnie, thanks for the call. Tim in Chicago, I got 50 seconds left. I'm giving you the final 50 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, and love you guys. Everything you guys do is great. I had a real quick thing off topic. I'm totally in agreement with the rest of you guys. I'd love to see InfoWars media stuff for computer backgrounds, iPhone backgrounds, almost like Pythagoras with the ichthus on his hand, you know, to be able to show other people, like, you know, here, look at this, it's on, you know, like wallpapers, et cetera, because you guys do such a good job. But I think everything else is totally, it's definitely a thing devised by people, but I don't think it's, you know, it's definitely a fake virus, but you've given hospitals money for all the cases they have.
You've given the hospitals money. You've made people change their lives. I mean, hell, you walk around town, people are wearing masks. I mean, that's literally like I make up something like, hey, there's an invisible grub worm that climbs up your legs. You have to wear
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine. iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go back live to the Nation of Chaz, where Rob is standing by. Yeah, he's a little perturbed right now because he tried to start a game of organized kickball. And one of the Antifa members there tried to kick the ball, literally broke his foot, his metatarsals, about 30 of them, totally smashed. So they canceled the game. They had to rush him to a hospital. Chaz, of course, the hospital of Chaz was not able to set the broken bones, so they had to travel him to another hospital. They don't have any gas currently in Chaz. They're trying to get that situation figured out. No energy going in. But they were safely able to get the poor Antifa member who broke his foot attempting to play kickball to a hospital outside of town. So Rob is going to have that story and more for us coming up. Folks, it's joke level at this point, okay? There is a Black Lives Matter protest happening in Brooklyn right now with I mean, I don't know. The streets are shoulder to shoulder, but you can't have your business. You can't open a business. You can't have full capacity at a business. You need to wear a mask. You need to do this. You need to do that. And so they're setting this precedent where everything is illegal except protesting for a leftist cause. Because remember, we organized protests to reopen, and I lost my final social media account. Twitter took my account for promoting these events. People were attacked. People were arrested. The media said, oh, these are demon people. How dare they go out during a pandemic that we faked? But then their people go out, and it's, oh, man, look at these heroes. And so now they've made it ordinary that just doing anything that's leftist activism is always okay, but everything else must be shut down. Of course, when you're George Soros and Barack Obama and the rest of them, that's exactly what you would want when you know that you belong in jail for the rest of your life. Now, let's go back to the Nation of Chaz, where Rob is joining us. Rob, I'm sorry that the game of kickball was ruined after one of the members broke his foot attempting to kick the ball. But you are out there on the field. So what's going on? I noticed people are hanging out on this AstroTurf baseball field. Is that like where the big joint circle is, or they're playing the bongos, or there's a hacky sack tournament? What's going on?
You set me up for a nice big conversation here talking about George Soros. But right now, you're completely right, man. We switched from kickball. Don't worry. We went to dodgeball. We had an intense game of dodgeball.
Wait, you guys are allowed to play dodgeball? They took dodgeball out of the schools.
Dude, and the best thing was
liberal privilege strikes again.
Dude, and the most craziest thing about it being liberal privilege, it was black versus white. Like, it wasn't even like diversitized or anything. It was literally black versus white. And that's kind of the ideology that I'm seeing out here is I look around and you see more white people than you do black people. It's kind of insane. You look at all the pictures and all the protests across the world, and it's more white people out here than black people. You don't really see. You see some people with Black Lives Matter shirts, but there's not any conversation going on about how do we do this? What do we do? It's just the same, maybe one or two talking points from random people walking around. But it's just like, as racist as people are going to say this is, it's just like the statistics show. Like, there's less whites killing blacks than there is blacks killing blacks. And you can see it in the pictures. The stats, and you put the stats and pictures side by side, and that's exactly what you get out here. On the party side out here, I mean, you have a concert right behind me. You have one right over there. You have one right over there.
It's the Chaz Music everywhere. Festival 2020.
It literally is, man.
Chaz City like Limits.
All the people who are in quarantine this entire time
Chaz
have
land.
Something to do now. Exactly. This is what it is. And one of the funniest things is, man, I was walking by this morning trying to get some B-roll for, you know, seeing what it's like in the mornings, the aftermath. And it was crazy. People were actually cleaning. And you walk by the armed guards, and they come up to you. Hey, what's up, man? How's it going? And it's kind of just like, let's see how far this goes. Oh, nothing, dude. How are y'all doing today? Oh, you know, just kind of saving this fight in the fight. Oh, I'm going to the store. You need anything? Oh, no, we're good. We just got some Starbucks. That was literally the conversation I had while
Starbucks.
Yeah, getting them delivered.
They're getting a $6 latte.
Ben and Jerry's just left.
Actually, they sold out of soy.
And that's why we have to switch from kickball to dodgeball. And
wait a second, hold on though. They found the B-roll of the dodgeball game. Did they actually make it blacks versus whites?
Dude, that's exactly what it was when we got there.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. If you see the B-roll, what is it?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Everyone's got masks on, and people are kind of just running around. There doesn't seem to be much organization.
Oh, okay. Maybe we got another little bit more of a cut on there. But, yeah, dude, that's exactly what it was. And
I assume you were kidding, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised by anything these people do these days.
Yeah, man. And right behind this actual concert venue is all the tents.
I mean, look at that banging concert venue, though. I mean, communism provides a really nice venue. I mean, you wouldn't want, like, a big stage with big sound effects and lighting effects and fireworks and, you know, a theater-type atmosphere. You just want to stand on a baseball field.
Exactly. A fake one.
That's free market communism, dude.
I haven't seen any showers out here. They have porta potties. But for the actual activism part, they say it's going on. There is no activism here.
Yeah, they seem pretty inactive on that field.
Yeah. So it's the same
thing. I mean, 10 bong hits, it's tough. But, hey, let me ask you this. Those apartment buildings behind you, are people still living in them or what?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, over here, has BLM in there, off their balcony. So there is some people still living out here. The businesses that are there's some that are still open. They're boarded up, but you can still go in some of them. They close early, and it's only takeout. But and another crazy thing is that they're being compliant. They're saying for the protesters, come in, you have free food, you have a charging station, you get free water. So, a lot of the businesses aren't really, they're not helping their own cause, really. So.
Well, here's what the people are really wondering right now, okay? And this is the last question I'm going to have for you. It's been tough out for you and Chaz. You're working hard. And I'm sure you want to get back to that concert. I see there's a joint circle, too. Maybe kick a hacky sack around. Okay, but seriously.
Yeah, listen, it's a meditation circle, man.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that deep. So yeah, Eastern philosophy. Hard. But let me ask, because this is what people really want to know. I mean, the people are really tuned in. A lot of single guys are wondering. I mean, are the women of Chaz, are they fine? I mean, the women of Chaz, what are we talking here?
Oh, man. It's.
Have you seen them?
They're all tourists. Yeah. There's a good amount. But
What percentage of the women of Chaz sport the armpit hair?
Oh, dude. 60%.
Ooh!
60. That's kind of being on the fair side.
They're not boycotting deodorant, are they?
I haven't seen that in the free selection. Just put it that way.
Oh, boy.
I have not.
All right. Well, if anybody was wondering if they're trying to look for a woman in Chaz, if you're into armpit hair, well, then I think Chaz has got what you're looking for.
Most definitely, man.
All right, well, look, I don't want to distract you. There's a music festival going on, a hacky sack, bongo, meditation, drum circle that I show you. No, you guys are doing great work. Keep uploading the videos. We'll make sure we get some of those up at band. And maybe we'll have you guys back on tomorrow as well. You guys just don't declare. Are you officially Chaz Estonian yet?
Not yet, man. They haven't. Maybe when they get that deodorant, maybe that.
Okay, he's considering citizenship. He still likes America, folks. All right.
Yes,
let me ask you one more question. Are you allowed? Do they have? They've separated like whites only and blacks only, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So are you allowed to go use the farm that they have that they've put on cardboard that's not going to grow anything?
Yes, I am. I really am. It's right behind me on this side, man.
Oh,
and,
okay, good. You get access.
The vegetables are the poison is going to be access for everybody, man.
All right, good. Well, my white ass wouldn't be allowed in there, but I'm glad that I'm glad that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Our brave crew up in Chaz. You may find them in a hacky sack circle. You never know, folks. But they're on the ground. Hey, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. Please continue to support us so we can continue to give you this coverage. No, the folks, Soros and the rest of them, Obama, they didn't think we'd be on the air still. We're still on the air. Every day, we're on the air. You're kicking Soros in the nuts.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last. And receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. All right, we're about to go back to Alex Jones, folks. I'm sitting here laughing to myself because it's just so ridiculous. Can you imagine a bunch of white people running around crying how racist they are against black people, and that's like the story of the day? Like, what? I'm sorry, it's literally insane. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. I can't even comprehend it. A bunch of honkies running around telling black people how oppressed they are by white people. And they're white running around. I mean, what? Like, it's just the level of brainwashing, stupidity, and ignorance is just, it's maxed out. I don't know how it gets more than this. Folks, please remember, support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Trust me, Obama and Soros and Hillary Clinton and the rest of them, they assumed with their censorship, with Tim Cook, that we would not still be on air. So every day we're on air, you're kicking George Soros in the nuts. So support us. Keep us on air by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We cannot thank you enough for your support. And here is Alex Jones.
One man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. Joseph Stalin said that more than 70 years ago, and it's very true today. But still, it's very sad for Rayshard Brooks, who was shot dead by Atlanta police who were attempting to arrest him for what they believe was a DWI. Should he be dead because he was out at night at a Wendy's trying to eat a hamburger so he could drive home? No, the answer is he shouldn't be dead. But if he was completely hammered and ran his car into somebody else's car and killed an innocent person, does that person deserve to die? And this comes down to the laws in this country and Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And the fact that they now want it where the average person drinks one beer, you go to jail. They literally have got millions and millions of people incarcerated, in many cases, for not even being impaired. Because sometimes people are totally hammered and go out and run in to a school bus and kill 10 kids. So it's a balance. But I will tell you this. I got arrested for DWI. I blew under once I got to the police station. And the issue is going to get dropped because of COVID-19, everything being shut down for months. That's behind schedule, but I'm told that's where it's going because I blew under legal limit. But I guarantee you that if I would have resisted the officers and I'd have taken away one of their tasers and started punching them, I probably would get my ass blown away. Now, does that mean I deserve to die for that? No. But we have given the police this job. We have these laws in place. And so if we want to decide that we don't have drunk driving laws or that they've gotten too severe, we should dial them back. I'll tell you this. When I was young, even in high school, if you weren't drunk, the police would dump your beer out and send you home, or they'd call your parents because they didn't want to ruin your life. And most of the time, police would say, call your family, or you'll call a friend's family if they found young people, old people that were drinking. And the officers would have made the man that just got killed in Atlanta call family and come get him, or they would have taken the keys away and put them inside Wendy's. But because of all the lawsuits and all the lawyers and all the red tape, police can't do that anymore unless you're in a small town. And yes, we're not in Mayberry anymore. I mean, the streets at night are dangerous. And all I can tell folks is, especially if you've got teenage children, do not let them be out after 10 o'clock at night in a major city. They are dangerous. There are crackheads. There are homeless. There are mentally ill people everywhere. I've been all over this country. And we are a diseased, satanic nation. There's still a lot of good people in this country. But there are people out of their minds of every race, color, and creed at night. There are drunks everywhere. And I'm not here kissing the police's ass. I'm saying this. Law and order is starting to break down, and more good people don't want to be police officers because they know nobody's going to back them up. And they're charged with going out and enforcing the law that is the law. And then when things don't go right, they get the blame. Now, if I was a police officer, and somebody jerked my taser away and was going for my gun or whatever, I don't know what I'd do. And it's still not clear exactly from the dash cam footage exactly what happened, but it was a serious fight. And they were trying to execute the law in the state of Georgia and in the city of Atlanta. And it's Wendy's that called the police on him because he was reportedly passed out there at the window. So, again, the footage is on InfoWars.com. It's another black man shot in questionable circumstances. White people per capita are twice as likely, not just per population, per capita, to be shot and killed by police officers because they don't hesitate with white people because they know there's not the political correctness. And in most cases, the police are in the right because they're out there trying to control a country that uses more drugs than any other nation on earth. Some metrics show that the United States uses 10 times more illegal drugs than the next nation that is known for using a high amount of illegal drugs. We are satanic. We've aborted 62 million babies. People are bombed out of their brains on average. And everybody wishing for the total abolition of the police, it's never going to happen. You're going to get a collapse, and then you're going to get a serious fascist police state in this country that'll call itself communist. That's how it always works. So if you really don't want electricity, and you really don't want medicine, and you really don't want food, you're going to end up getting it. And here's the deal. Nations go through cycles. They always have. They always will. And peoples go through cycles. Read your history books. And we have become fat, dumb, and happy, and things are falling apart, and the haves and have-nots are getting greater and greater separation, and it's the people like Jeff Bezos, worth $160 billion, and all these other groups like Apple that literally are involved in slave labor, that are literally involved in propping up communist regimes in China, that have set up the tax laws where they pay almost no taxes. And then they virtue signal and give $100 million like Apple just did to Black Lives Matter to stir up more infighting as a distraction from what they're doing. The police officers, on average, are not the enemy. The enemy is the globalists, and they're the ones fanning the flames of this entire thing. There is a number that's gone way up, and that is the general crime in predominantly black neighborhoods is off the charts. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of deaths a week, black-on-black crime. And because of the dash cams and because the police feel paralyzed, they're slow rolling. They're not putting themselves in danger. You talk to a black cop, you talk to a white cop, you talk to a Hispanic cop, all tell you the same thing. And that's causing crime to explode in those areas and black people to die en masse. So again, statistics don't lie. These statistics are 100% clear. And burning down the Wendy's because they call the police, what are you supposed to do when somebody's passed out at the checkout window or at the drive-thru window? Again, we're the ones that expect the police to do all this and to be janitors for the homeless and to be in the middle of all this garbage. And then when they don't do a perfect job out of a country, out of a nation of 350 million people, what do you expect? But again, look at the nation of Chaz and their warlord. They're demanding food, water, supplies, porta potties, free electricity, free everything. It's a joke. And they're beating people up for their free speech. They're choking and sexually assaulting. These videos are almost unwatchable. They're up on Infowars.com of a street preacher who they tackle, choke, start kissing, start humping. Literally Antifa saying, I'm gay. How does it feel? These people are completely entitled and insane. And they say, we have a border. We're deporting you. And they choke him out on the ground and then go throw him over the border in front of the police. And the police do nothing. That's paralyzed police. That is as useless as tits on a boar. And so if you look at what's happened in London, footballers and others came out to defend Winston Churchill's statue peacefully. The police who stood down while the Black Lives Matter communists rampaged and attacked and pulled down British flags and all the rest of it wanted to show folks they're still tough. So the police attacked the people that were pro-Britain and who knew what was going on. So that's the police in London, run by leftist globalists, literally trying to appease the communist Soros-funded Black Lives Matter by brutally, with billy clubs, and running over people with horses because they dare come out and defend their nation's monuments. This is how the overthrow happens. This is how the intimidation happens. This is not fighting the man. The most powerful megacorporations on the face of the earth are on record financing and coordinating all of this and trying to normalize what we're witnessing. And now the COVID-19 round two of the lockdown is here. We knew was coming with all these lying headlines about spikes when all they're doing is doing more testing, more fake testing. And it turns out the tests are fake and they're using the normal deaths from other things in the COVID column. This has to be called out. We have to call it out. You have to call it out. This is 21st century warfare. This is fifth generational warfare against you and your family. And we're all under attack. Our whole future is under attack by a scientific group of very evil people that think you and I and all of us are too stupid to actually see their public battle plans and do something about it. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I am begging all of you to realize that this is make it or break it. And they're trying to overthrow America and replace it with something 1,000 times worse than the worst crimes our system has committed and done. The social contract's been broken. The globalists are making their move against you and your family, and it's up to you to decide whether you want to roll over and be an idiot slave or whether you want to cause a new renaissance and save this civilization. There isn't much time. Please take action.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.